الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يرزقنا النية الحسنة. كنا في الدرس الماضي ذكرنا أنه لا يجوز أن يطلق على الله تبارك وتعالى اسم لم يرد في الشرع إطلاقه عليه سبحانه. In the past session we mentioned that it is not permissible to call Allah تبارك وتعالى with a name that was not mentioned in the religion as a name of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وقلنا إنه لا يجوز أن يوصف الله تبارك وتعالى بما لم يصف به نفسه. Likewise, it is not permissible to attribute to Allah تبارك وتعالى an attribute which was not mentioned in the religion as an attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. والصفات التي جاء الشرع بإثباتها قسمان. The attributes of Allah which are mentioned in the religion, which the religion told us about them, are of two types. قسم العقل يشهد يدل على اتصاف الله تبارك وتعالى بها ولو لم يرد في الشرع بيانها. One type of attributes or one type are the attributes that the sound mind tells or testifies that Allah is attributed with, even if one does not hear the religious text that tells that Allah is attributed with these attributes. يعني هناك صفات العقل يدل على أن الله تعالى متصف بكل واحدة منها ولو لم يسمع الشخص بأنها وردت في الشرع. Which means there are attributes which the sound mind tells that Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with each one of them, even if one does not hear the religious text pertaining to that, the religious text that tells that Allah is attributed with this attribute. وقسم ثاني وهو الصفات التي لا يكفي العقل وحده ليدل على أن الله متصف بها. The second type includes the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى which the mind alone is not enough to tell that Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with these attributes. مثال هذا القسم الثاني صفة اليد. لولا أن الله تبارك وتعالى أخبر في القرآن بأنه متصف باليد لما كفى العقل ليدلنا على ذلك ولما كنا تجرأنا على إطلاق اليد صفة لله تبارك وتعالى. An example of that is the attribute of al-yad. Had it been the case that the attribute of al-yad is mentioned in al-Quran, then one wouldn't been able to deduce that Allah is attributed with this attribute just relying on one's mind. And we wouldn't dare to attribute al-yad to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to say that al-yad is among the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, relying only on our minds. كيف يعرف الشخص اعتمادا على العقل بأن الله متصف باليد؟ لا سبيل إلى ذلك. How would one know, just relying on one's mind, that one of the attributes of Allah is called al-yad? There is no way for that. كذلك صفة العين وكذلك صفة الوجه. Likewise, the attribute of al-ayn, and likewise the attribute of al-wajh. لذلك قال الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه إذا لم يعرف إنسان بأنه ورد في الشرع اليد صفة لله والعين صفة لله والوجه صفة لله فأنكر أن يكون لله صفة تسمى اليد أو صفة تسمى الوجه أو صفة تسمى العين فإننا لا نكفره عند ذلك فإنه لا يكفر عند ذلك. This is why الإمام الشافعي said that if someone did not hear, he never knew that in the religion it is mentioned that one of the attributes of Allah is called al-yad. Another attribute is called al-ayn. A third attribute is called al-wajh. If one never knew about that, he never heard that. And this is why one denies that Allah is attributed with al-ayn, al-wajh, or al-yad, then such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. المعنى الذي هو أكثر استعمالا لليد ما هو؟ هذه الجارحة. الأكثر المعنى الأكثر استعمالا للوجه هذه الجارحة. المعنى الأكثر استعمالا للعين هذه الجارحة. فإذا إنسان ظن أن هذا فيه نسبة الجارحة إلى الله ولم يعلم بوروده في الشرع، ظن أن هذا الاسم يستعمل كثيرا بمعنى الجارحة، فلذلك قال لا يوصف الله به من غير أن يعلم بوروده في الشرع، لا يكفر. In the Arabic language, most of the times when al-yad is used, it is used to refer to this organ. Al-ayn is used to refer to this organ. Al-wajh is used to refer to the face, to the organ. So if someone, because of that, most of the times it is used to refer to a part of a body. If someone did not know that these terms were mentioned in the religion as attributes of Allah Ta'ala, and because they are used a lot in reference to organs, such a person denied that Allah is attributed with al-yad, al-wajh, or al-ayn. He said these are not attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i hakaza qal. This is what Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said. هذا بخلاف أما إذا عرف أنها وردت في الشرع على أنها صفات لله ومع ذلك أنكر فإنه يكفر. الإمام الشافعي continued to say, on the other hand, if one knows that these attributes are mentioned in the religion as attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and despite that, one denies that they are among the attributes of Allah, then one would be judged as a blasphemer. هذا بخلاف من أنكر صفة من الصفات الثلاثة عشرة. الثلاثة عشرة. This judgment differs from the judgment of the person who denies one among the 13 attributes. الوجود والحياة والعلم والمشيئة والقدرة والسمع والبصر والكلام والبقاء والقدم والقيام بالنفس والمخالفة للحوادث والوحدانية. هذه الصفات الثلاثة عشرة من أنكر واحدة منها فإنه يكفر، سواء كان سمع قبل ذلك أنها من صفات الله أو لم يسمع، لأن إنكار واحدة منها ينقض الإيمان بالشهادتين، يناقض معنى الشهادتين، معنى لا إله، لأنه يناقض معنى الشهادة الأولى، معنى لا إله إلا الله. The 13 attributes, I mean by that the existence, the oneness, the non-resemblance to the creation, eternity, everlastingness, life, knowledge, will, power, hearing, sight, speech, and non-neediness of others. These 13 attributes, if one denies any one of them, then one blasphemes by that. Even if one never heard that Allah is attributed with this attribute, he never heard before, but he denies that Allah is attributed with this attribute, one blasphemes, because this contradicts the basic meaning of La ilaha illallah. So if he denies any of these attributes, even if he says La ilaha illallah, he would be contradicting the meaning of La ilaha illallah. فَلَا يَصِحُ إِيمَانُهُ. So his belief wouldn't be valid. هذا لا نريد به من لم يخطر بباله صفة من هذه الصفات، إنما المراد من أنكر. By this we are not referring to the person who did not think at all about one of these attributes. I mean by that the person who didn't occur to him at all that Allah Ta'ala is attributed with one of these attributes. And it didn't occur to him that Allah is not attributed with this attribute. This didn't occur to him at all. Anything related to this attribute did not occur to him at all. In this case, we are not talking about this one. This person does not blaspheme. نعم هو آثم لأنه لم يتعلم لكنه لا يكفر. Yes, he is sinful because he did not learn. This is among the obligatory knowledge that he has to learn. But one does not blaspheme. In by that, إنما الذي يكفر هو الذي خطر بباله صفة من هذه الصفات فأنكرها. قال الله ليس متصفا بها. هذا الذي يكفر. The one who blasphemes is the one who denies one of these attributes. It comes to his mind something related to this attribute and he denies this attribute. He believes in his heart that Allah is not attributed with it, or he says it. This is the one who blasphemes. ولما قلنا يكون آثما لأنه ترك تعلمها لم نعني بذلك حفظ أسمائها بألفاظها العربية مثلا أو الإنجليزية، إنما المقصود أن يعرف المعاني. And when it was mentioned that one has to learn these attributes, it doesn't mean that one has to memorize the names of the attributes in Arabic or in English or in another language. What is meant that one needs to understand the meaning. That's what is obligatory upon every accountable person in what pertains to these 13 attributes. ومن جملة الصفات التي ورد في الشرع نسبتها إلى الله تبارك وتعالى صفة الغضب وصفة الرضا. Among the attributes that were mentioned in the religion that they are among the attributes of Allah are the attribute of al-rida and the attribute of al-ghadab. وكل منهما ليس انفعالا يحصل في النفس، ليست صفة الرضا التي هي لله عز وجل كرضا المخلوقين وفرحهم الحادث، ولا صفة الغضب التي هي من صفات الله تبارك وتعالى كغضب المخلوقين وغليان دمهم الحادث، إنما كلتا الصفتين صفتان تليقان بالله تبارك وتعالى ليستا انفعالا ولا تشبهان صفات الخلق. The attribute of al-rida of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the attributes of the creation. It is not like the satisfaction and the happiness that occur to the person. The attribute of al-ghadab does not resemble the attributes of the creation. It's not like the anger that occurs to the creation, that occurs to the human being. Rather, both of them, al-ridha and al-ghadab, are attributes that befit Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعض العلماء قال الرضا هو إرادة الإنعام، والغضب هو إرادة العقاب. Some of the scholars said الرضا refers to Allah willing to reward someone. إرادة الإنعام في الآخرة يعني الثواب. And الغضب refers to the will of Allah to torture someone in the hereafter. ففسر بعض العلماء الرضا والغضب بما يرجع إلى صفة الإرادة. So some of the scholars interpreted these two attributes in what refers, goes back to the attribute of the will. Ar-rida is the will of rewarding someone. Al-ghadab is the will of torturing someone. Al-ash'ari hakadha qalu. This is what the Ash'aris said. واضح إلى هنا؟ Is it clear up till here? Okay. What does that mean? Yes? Okay. قال المؤلف رحمه الله سبب نزول الإخلاص. The author said the reason of the revelation of Surah Al-Ikhlas. قالت اليهود للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صف لنا ربك. One day the Jews told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, describe or tell us about the attributes of your Lord. واليهود كما تعرفون عقيدتهم التشبيه. As you know, the Jews have the creed of likening Allah Ta'ala to the creation. أَلَيْسَ يَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَلْقَى عَلَى قَفَاهُ. Don't they say that Allah created the earth and the skies in 6 days, then Allah sat on his back lined on his back. They say that. فَلَيْسَ يَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّ آدَمَ اخْتَبَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَصَارَ يُفَتِّشْ عَنْ يَبْحَثُ عَنْهُ يَقُولْ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ يَا آدَمَ. Don't they say that Adam hid from Allah and Allah started looking for Adam, asking, where are you hiding? أليس يقولون أن الله تصارع مع يعقوب. Don't they say that Allah wrestled with Jacob? إذن هم مشبهة. So they liken Allah to the creation, the Jews. فلما سألوا النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هذا السؤال كان سؤالهم من باب التعنت لا من باب طلب المعرفة. So when they asked Allah تبارك وتعالى, when they asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about this matter, they asked just to make problems and not because they had the intention of learning. فأنزل الله سورة الإخلاص. الله تبارك وتعالى revealed then to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم سورة الإخلاص. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قرأها إلى آخرها وقال هذه صفة ربي عز وجل. Allah revealed Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام recited all of it and then told them, this is the attribute of my Lord عز وجل. هذا الحديث ثابت رواه البيهقي عن ابن عباس عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith is confirmed, it is narrated by al-Bayhaqi from Ibn Abbas, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى قل هو الله أحد أي الذي لا يقبل التعدد والكثرة. Allah تعالى said قل هو الله أحد, it means the one who is not composed of parts. It does not accept to multiply. وليس له شريك في الذات أو الصفات أو الأفعال. And he does not have any partner in his self, in his attributes, or in his doings. يعني لا أحد لا ذات يشبه ذاته ولا صفة تشبه صفته ولا فعل يشبه فعله. Which means there is no self like the self of Allah, no attribute like the attribute of Allah, and no doing like the doing of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وليس لأحد صفة كصفاته. No one is attributed with any attribute similar to the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. بل قدرته قدرة واحدة ليست أجزاء مجتمعة ولا هي شيء يقبل الزيادة أو النقصان أو التجزؤ. قدرته قدرة واحدة لا تشبه قدرات الخلق. يقدر بها على كل شيء rather the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the powers of the creation. It is not composed of parts. With it, Allah تبارك وتعالى has the power over everything. وعلمه واحد يعلم به كل شيء. Likewise, his knowledge is not composed of parts and does not resemble the knowledge of the creation with which Allah knows everything. قال تعالى الله الصمد. The second verse in this surah is Allah الصمد أي الذي يفتقر إليه جميع المخلوقات. الصمد when referring to Allah تبارك وتعالى means the one that everyone, the one of whom everyone is in need. في اللغة العربية الصمد هو السيد الذي يقصد في الحاجات. In the Arabic language, الصمد refers to the Lord, the person who has a high status, whom people usually seek him so he would help them with their needs. هذا إذا أطلق في حق المخلوق. This would be the meaning when referring to a creature, to a person. أما إذا أطلق في حق الله فيراد به الذي يفتقر إليه كل من عداه. If الصمد is mentioned in reference to Allah تبارك وتعالى, then it means the one of whom everyone is in need. In everything. مع استغنائه عن كل موجود. while he does not need anyone. Subhanahu. فالصمد ليس من أسماء الله الخاصة به. So the name الصمد is not a name which is specific only to Allah. الإنسان يجوز أن يقال عنه صمد. It is permissible to call someone a صمد, a person a صمد. ومعناه كما سبق وذكر. Its meaning is like the aforementioned. ليس اسم الصمد كاسم الله أو الرحمن أو ذي الجلال والإكرام وهكذا. الصمد is not like the name Allah or Ar-Rahman or Al-Quddus. There are names that are specific to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it is not permissible to name other than Allah with these names, like Allah, Ar-Rahman, Al-Quddus, Ar-Razzaq, Ar-Raziq. Such names are specific to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The name As-Samad is not like that. It is permissible to call someone As-Samad. فهو سبحانه الذي يقصد عند الشدة بجميع أنواعها. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one whom is sought when calamities and hard situations face the slave. بينما ولا يجتلب بخلقه نفعا ولا يجتنب بهم ضرا. And without him seeking benefit from his slaves or seeking to protect himself from anything through them. قال تعالى لم يلد ولم يولد. The third verse is لم يلد ولم يولد. وهذا نفي للمادية والانحلال عن الله تبارك وتعالى. نفي عن أن ينحل منه شيء أو أن ينحل هو من شيء. This means that Allah this verse means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not a body or a matter like the creator, the created matters from which something can derive. And he does not derive from anything. This is what this verse means. لم يلد معناه لم ينحل منه شيء. لم يلد means nothing derived from Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولم يولد لم ينحل هو من شيء. ولم يولد means he did not derive from anything. لا هو والد ولا هو ولد. He is neither a parent nor a child. سبحانه وتعالى. ومن هنا يعلم أنه لا يجوز أن يوصف الله تعالى بأنه الأب. From here it is known that it is not permissible to say about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he is a father. لا لشخص واحد ولا للناس كلهم. Neither a father of one person nor of all the humanity. لأن هذا الوصف لله تكذيب لهذه الآية وغيرها من الآيات. Describing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with that would be belying these verses and other verses from Al-Quran. فلا يجوز أن يقال عن الله ذلك ولو من باب المجاز. It is not permissible to say that about Allah تبارك وتعالى even in a figurative way of speech. وما ورد في كتاب مولد العروس من أن الله تعالى قبض قبضة من نور وجهه فقال لها كوني محمدا فكانت محمدا فهذه من الأباطيل المدسوسة. What is narrated in a book called مولد العروس, a book of مولد called مولد العروس, that Allah تبارك وتعالى, a statement which literally, if someone translates it literally, he might say Allah took a handful of the light of his face and told it to be Muhammad, so it became Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not correct. This is wrong. It was not narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is a lie. هذا كذب. حتى لو لم يقصد القائل أن الله تبارك وتعالى جسم وأنه جسم له وجه جارحة, لو لم يقصد ذلك وقال هذا معناه أن الملك أخذ قبضة من نور خلقه الله تبارك وتعالى مكرم عند الله فقال لها كوني محمدا فكانت محمدا فهو كذب لم يجئ في شرع الله تبارك وتعالى. Even if one claims that he did not mean that Allah تبارك وتعالى is a body, he did not mean with the term الوجه, the face, rather it means that Allah ordered an angel to take a handful from a light created by Allah that has a high status to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah ordered this light to become Muhammad and this light became Muhammad. This is a lie. This is a lie. Muhammadun alayhi salatu wassalam ibn Abdullah wa Amina. Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam is the son of Abdullah and Amina. وهو بشر ولد كما يولد البشر. He is a human being that was born like human beings would be born. وهو من بني آدم. He is among the descendants of Prophet Adam. كما أن باقي البشر كذلك. Just as like other people, human beings are. ولم يخلق من نور كما يزعم بعض الناس, and he was not created from light like some people claim. وهذا الكتاب المسمى مولد العروس المذكور فيه هذا الكلام ينسب إلى ابن الجوزي وليس له. الحافظ ابن الجوزي بريء منه. This booklet called مولد العروس is attributed to Ibn al-Jawzi. It was said that he authored it, and this is not the case. Ibn al-Jawzi never authored any booklet like that. علماء المسلمين لم يعدوا مثل هذا الكتاب بين كتبه. The Muslim scholars never mentioned this book among the books of Ibn al-Jawzi. إنما نسبه إليه مستشرق ألماني يقال له بوكلمان. Rather, أظنه ألماني. An Orientalist called بوكلمان, I think he's German. He was the first one to claim that Ibn al-Jawzi authored this booklet. أما علماء الإسلام قط ما نسبوا إلى ابن الجوزي هذا الكتاب. The Muslim scholars never said that Ibn al-Jawzi authored such a book. على كل حال هذا الكلام مخالف للشرع. Anyway, this statement does not comply with the religion. الله قال قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي. Allah said قل, that is, O Muhammad, say إنما أنا بشر مثلكم, I am just a human being like you are. يوحى إلي, but I receive the revelation. You do not, I receive the revelation. This is هذا ما جاء في القرآن. This is what's mentioned in القرآن. فكل كلام يخالفه يضرب به عرض الحائط. Any statement that contradicts what is mentioned in القرآن would be thrown away. It wouldn't be reliable. كائنا من كان قائلها, regardless of whom would say it. وما يذكره بعض الناس أن هناك حديثا عن جابر رضي الله عنه يذكر فيه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال أول ما خلق الله نور نبيك يا جابر, فهو موضوع ليس صحيحا. There is a fabricated hadith in which is narrated from Jabir, a companion called Jabir, in which it is mentioned that the Prophet told him, the first thing that was created is the light of your Prophet, O Jabir. Means himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is fabricated. It is not a sahih hadith. لا وجود له في دواوين الحديث. It is not mentioned in the books of hadith. ولم يروه أئمة الحديث. The imams of hadith did not narrate this hadith. بل قال الحافظ السيوطي بأنه غير ثابت. Rather, الحافظ السيوطي mentioned that it is not a confirmed hadith. وغيره من الحفاظ ذكر أنه باطل. Other than him, among the top scholars of hadith mentioned that this is not a صحيح hadith. Rather, it is fabricated. فليحذر, so be aware. بعض من ينتسب إلى التصوف يحب أن يردد هذه العبارة. Some people who claim to be Sufis or who, they like, some of them, they like to say this statement. أول ما خلق الله نور نبيك يا جابر. They like to say that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is created from light. الذي يعني بذلك الذي يقول إن جسد النبي خلق من نور, هذا كذب القرآن. The one who claims that the body of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was created from light, such a person is belying القرآن. إذن لو كان كذلك لما كان والده عبد الله ولا أمه آمنة. Had this been the case, then his father wouldn't be Abdullah. Don't we say Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah? Then his father wouldn't be Abdullah. And it would be against Al-Quran. أما الذي يزعم أن روحه خلقت من نور ليس جسده فهو كلام لا دليل عليه. As for the one who claims that his soul was created from light, then one would be saying statements without a proof. ولا ينبغي ذلك, and this is not the proper way. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام منعنا من الغلو. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited us from going beyond the proper boundaries. We should not do that, even in praising him, even in praising the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وفي القرآن والحديث الصحيح ما يكفي من بيان خصاله الشريفة وعظيم شمائله. In Al-Quran Al-Karim and the Hadith of the Prophet and what was narrated from the companions, all of that is full with what reflects, what tells us about the high status of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and his manners, high manners. من مدة بعض من ينتسب إلى بعض من يدافع عن هذا الحديث كتب بيده الذين يرون هذا الحديث يقولون رواه عبد الرزاق في مصنفه. Those people who narrate this hadith, they say usually عبد الرزاق narrated it in his book المصنف. كتاب عبد الرزاق هذا ليس في الفضائل. This book of عبد الرزاق المصنف is not about the merits of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or the merits of other people. إنما هو مرتب على أبواب الفقه يبدأ بكتاب الطهارة ثم غير ذلك. Rather, it is organized according to the different topics of fiqh. It starts with al-tahara and then it continues al-salah, al-zakah, al-siyam and so on. فَلَيْسَ فِيهِ بَابْ لِلْفَضَائِلِ. It does not talk about the merits of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. There is no title under which the merits of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام are mentioned. وقد طبع هذا الكتاب and it was printed. كتاب كبير, it's a big book, maybe I don't know 13 volumes, 14 volumes. في كل حال ليس فيه هذا الحديث. Anyway, this hadith does not exist in it. مؤخرا, منذ بضع سنين, few years ago, I think 10 years or maybe less than 10. 10 years ago or less, واحد يثبت هذا الحديث قيل له لا يوجد دليل عليه. One of the people who claimed that this is a hadith صحيح, he was told there is no proof about this hadith. أين هو أرنا؟ تقول عبد الرزاق, عبد الرزاق, أين هو أرنا؟ You always say عبد الرزاق narrated it or so and so narrated it. Show us a reliable copy in which it is mentioned, this hadith is mentioned. الذي فعله أنه كتب بيده نسخة من صفحات قال هذا الجزء المفقود من مصنف عبد الرزاق. What he did, he wrote with his hand a booklet. And he said, this is the missing part of the book of عبد الرزاق. وفي هذا ونقل إليه أسانيد أحاديث من كتب مختلفة. And he copied the chains of different hadiths. ووضع بينها هذا الحديث. And he put among this hadith of جابر. ركب له إسنادا. He compiled a chain of this hadith. ثم طبع هذا الجزء. ذهب إلى واحد من أهل الثروة والنفوذ وقلة الفهم فقال له أن يطبعه فطبعه له. He went to someone, to a wealthy person, and he was a minister at one point of time in one country. But he doesn't have a lot of understanding, sound understanding. And he asked him to print this book. He tricked him. That person was very glad to see this booklet. فرح لأنه كان يقول بهذا. على زعمه وجد دليلا. So he was happy because he used to agree with this hadith. So now he has a proof according to him. فَأَعْطَاهُ مَالًا مُكَافَأَ. He gave him money as a reward. وَطَبَعَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ. And he printed this book. ثُمَّ فُضِحَ أَمْرُهُ. Then later he was exposed. أن ورق النسخة حديث من أوراق عصرنا والحبر من حبر عصرنا ليس الحبر الذي كانوا يكتبون به في السابق. It was well, he was exposed because the papers that he used were papers that we use nowadays and not the kind that they used in the past, and the ink is different from the ink that they used, etc. So he was exposed later with what he did. على كل حال نحن نرجع في أمور الحديث إلى علمائه. Anyway, we go back in what pertains to the hadith of the Prophet to the expert, the scholars of hadith. كما نرجع في كل شيء إلى من هو مختص به. As we go back in each type of knowledge to those who are experts in this type of knowledge. الله يرحمنا. وأما الذي يورد الكلام الذي ذكره كتاب مولد العروس ويعتقد أن محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام جزء من الله فهذا حكمه التكفير قطعا، كالذي يعتقد أن غير محمد كائنا من كان جزء من الله. Now if someone mentions what is mentions what is written in this book Mawlid al-Arus while believing that it means that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a part of Allah, then this person would be judged as a blasphemer, just like the one, like anyone who believes that other than Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is a part of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The same judgment applies for both of them. الآية الرابعة ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. The fourth verse is ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أي لا نظير له بوجه من الوجوه. It means nothing is equal to Allah تبارك وتعالى in any mean. يعني لا أحد يشبه الله تعالى بأي وجه من الوجوه, which means no one resembles Allah تبارك وتعالى by any mean. هذه السورة مع قصارها ثواب قراءتها عظيم. This surah, although it is a short one, but reciting it has a great reward. لما تحويه من من علم التوحيد, توحيد الله تبارك وتعالى. It contains a lot among the knowledge of Tawheed. مع وجازة عباراتها. Although it has few sentences in it, few verses, لكن معانيها واسعة, but its meaning are, the meaning of these verses are very vast. من قرأها يكون له ما يشبه ثواب الذي يقرأ ثلث القرآن من غير هذه السورة. The one who recites it, he gets a reward similar to the reward of the one who recites one-third of Al-Qur'an, other than this surah. One-third other than, that does not contain this surah. It is a very big reward. Very big reward. Inshallah. قبل أن ننتقل إلى الموضوع الثاني أحد عنده سؤال. Before moving to the next topic, do you have any questions about what we mentioned? Go ahead. وعليكم السلام. الإخلاص قل هو الله أحد. Yes. الجسد كفر كفر تكذيب للقرآن ما بيعرف إنه النبي بشر مين ما بيعرف الفرد فاء راء دال هذا ورد ما ورد يطلق الصمد الذي يقصد في الحاجات السيد العالي القدر بين الناس الذي يقصد في الحاجات يتفضل صلاح هو أنا تركت هذا لمرات قادمة يا حاج الله يظهر في ذلك اليوم من آثار الغضب ما لم يظهره قبل ذلك هذا معناه هذا معناه نعم قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي This is the verse which means O Muhammad say I am only a human being like you, but I receive the revelation. I am surely a human being like you, but I receive the revelation.
At the end of Surah Al-Kahf.
In Surah Al-Kahf.
At the end. Just go to the end.
Ma warad hada, ya hu salah. ما ورد ما وردت تسميتها بذلك تفضل يا حاج ما سمعته الغني بالنسبة للمخلوق كما قلنا معناه الذي يصمد إليه يلجأ إليه في الحاجات أما بالنسبة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى إذا أطلق على الله يتضمن معناه الغني عن غيره نعم okay this we are going to talk about this topic inshallah later but in brief Anyone who believes that this verse means that Allah sits on Al-Arsh is a blasphemer. He is not a Muslim. He doesn't have the proper belief in Allah. Go ahead, sister. If you recite it one, You get one third, the reward of one third. وفيكم. Each time you recited, of course, with the proper recitation and the proper intention. والغضب. هذا الحديث أما لا من صفات الله. تفضلي هبة. That what? Come out of him? Of course it can be used for that. A'udhu billah. Ya Latif. طيب نكمل. Go ahead. تفضلي. إرادة العقاب. تفضل هاني. صفة تصحح الاتصاف بالعلم والقدرة والإرادة. عليكم السلام. وفي because the belief in Allah wouldn't be valid. So they thought that the term kalam means the language, and if this is what they thought and they denied that, no, they do not blaspheme. Because as if for them, as if they are saying Allah is not attributed with an attribute similar to the creation, for them. But this is, they shouldn't rush and talk without knowledge. It's not that they are totally safe.
Here, but follow up on that. If the person who is explained to them what this means, that you don't mean speech, you mean talking, that this person would have to accept when he was given.
Of course. Inshallah. Naam. Allah yubarik bikum. خلونا نقف هنا حتى نلحق أن نراقب الهلال. Let us stop here so we'd have time to watch the crescent tonight. الله يبارك فيكم. نقف هنا والله أعلم. الله knows best. نهلل.